the rest of this year, I'm going to be revealing every mystery that I can reveal, because these mysteries will change your life. And so if you understand the unseen controls the seen, the seen, the 3D experience is controlled by an unseen truth, steady state truth. If you understand the fickle 3D up and down, sideways, sine wave, snake, fickle drama experience into 3D, if you understand that the up and down ridiculous 3D is controlled by a steady state in the 5D, when the devil, when the snake, when the adversary, when the accuser of the brethren, when the flesh creatures come after you, you know there's a steady state truth that they cannot overpower. And when you stand in that steady state truth, they're looking at you like, how do you keep going? Are you the Energizer Bunny? What is going on with you? What is up? We tried everything. We tried to kill you. We tried to destroy you. We tried to defame you. We lied about you. We set you up. We tried to get you to kill yourself. We tried everything. We tried to poison you. We tried to Jezebel you. We tried to Delilah you. And nothing seems to work. What is going on? Man, we tried it all. We tried spells. We tried voodoo, hoodoo. We tried to get you drunk. We tried to get you on drugs. We tried everything. And it just ain't working. We tried to isolate you. We tried to tie you in to a fake love and then turn around and devalue, dehumanize you. What is that about? And you just keep going. You keep going. What is that about? How's that even possible? How did you not jump off a bridge? Because we're not from here. This is not our home. We set our affections above. We don't compare ourselves with each other. Comparing yourself with one another is your downfall. Be content with all things, everything that you have. You got food and clothes. I'll tell you one way that you can overcome this 3D experience is start studying bushcraft. You don't actually have to do it. You would be nice to go ahead and get you a bushcraft knife. Order you one online. But study bushcraft. Do that for like 2 years. You don't have to do it every day, but do it every... Try to watch one video every day for 2 years and just train your mind to think like bushcraft. Think like you have, like you're a bushcraft pro. Just study it. Just watch one video every day or 2 videos a day. So if you watch 2 videos a day on bushcraft for 365 days, what's that? Almost 1,400 videos of bushcraft. You're going to learn about how to survive even if the whole thing crashes. I don't care. You're going to learn about how to hunt. How to catch birds, Arapuka bird trap. You're going to learn how to create you a stove with just that nobody even knows that you're cooking anything, because you dig a hole and you got the air coming through and you create a fire in a hole, in a pit. They wouldn't even know. They couldn't even find you. You're cooking your food and the fire's underground. You can dig it with a little shovel or your hand or a rock or a stick and cook your food underground. Now think about that. The Arapuka bird trap is another way. You just need a knife and some vine and some tree limbs and you can trap birds. You can eat. You can build you a shed or a shelter with a knife. You can dig a hole in the ground, and if you could go get some plastic somewhere and put the plastic on the ground, you could actually put enough plastic, and the water will collect down in that hole, that trench, and you got Or you can take your sock and run it across the grass and filter it. Take your sock in the early in the morning, run it across the grass and get the sock wet, squeeze it into a bottle, and then filter that water, and you got clean water, probably more clean than the city. I mean, if you watch bushcraft for 2 years, it's going to change your whole way of thinking. You won't live in fear anymore. You won't live in fear because you know God made a way of escape. Arapuca bird trap. Just Google that. I got my signal on. This guy would not let me pass for nothing. He saw my signal. You wouldn't be selfish. If you learn bushcraft, you would get rid of your selfishness. If you studied bushcraft for 2 years, your selfishness would go away because you know that it's already provided. Everything's provided. It's already there. That's why I'm actually going to the house to drop off this free bedside table. It's a table with a drawer and you put a lamp on it or whatever. Free. I need to clean it. I need to wipe it off and clean it, maybe stain it with some polish, but it's free, completely free. So by revealing the mysteries that are in the 5D, it helps you in the 3D to have peace and love and truth and joy and contentment. You don't need a lot of distractions because you're thinking about something above. You know, when I was studying, before I got saved, I was in college for electrical engineering and math, right? So solving those electrical diagrams, that was fun, you know? Then it got old, but then I went and switched over to math and solving the math problems, that was fun. It kept your mind occupied. Even while you're at work, you're thinking about the math problem. And so your mind is on how to solve a problem in math, you know? And so then I got saved, and it's like, okay, my mind was left the math. I was an estimator solving those problems, calculating the current, all that easy stuff once you learn it. So then I got saved. My mind went on the Bible, just studying the Bible every day because I wanted the truth. I wanted the root truth. And I just kept on and on. And then I read Revelation, and the Bible says, count up the number of the beast. So I did that. I read Revelation 8 times, verse by verse. He says, count up the number of the beast. So then I started seeing 666 everywhere because the Bible told me to count the number of the beast. So I did it. And after about 5 years, I was kind of depressed. I said, Lord, I know the devil's not winning, but I see his number everywhere. And then God revealed to me with the Shekinah glory that the blood of his cross is there also. So the 666 is actually man's number. Man trying to be his own God. 666 is man trying to be his own God, his own Savior, and his own Holy Spirit. And so the devil really has no power. He's a defeated foe, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But man wants to blame it on the devil. Man wants to blame 666 on the devil when it's really not the devil. It's man. The 666 cube AI flesh mind is the old Adamic nature. The old Adam, the old Eve. And so the flesh mind is trying to figure out the spirit mind in the energy of the flesh, and it's impossible. Until you get born again, you can't see the spirit realm. And so the spirit realm is counterintuitive to the flesh mind, and so the spirit mind is way above the flesh mind, and so the flesh mind's under law, the spirit mind's under grace, and we've stepped into a new reality. And that's why we get persecuted, because we're free. We're in peace, and they don't understand your peace. They don't understand your joy. They don't understand. They know that they've tried to kill you, and take you out, but you still have peace and joy and love and truth. You're still kind. They think you're on drugs or drinking or something. They think, well, how is that person still happy? We stole his wife. We deceived her. We took his job. We took his health. We poisoned him. We isolated him. We did everything to shut him down. We even created these 501(c)(3) churches to try to put him back under legalism, and he left that. He didn't get fooled by that. How is it possible that you don't get fooled by the system lies, the guilt, shame, condemnation that they try to put you back under because you're free in Jesus? How is it possible that you're free? Because the Holy Spirit in you. Christ in you. And so if you read Galatians, you understand that if they preach another gospel, let them be accursed. And he says it twice. If they preach another gospel, let them be accursed. And the reason they hate Roadrunner in you, the Holy Spirit in you, the freedom, the speed, the power, the Spirit, the truth, the reason they hate the Roadrunner power, speed in you, awareness, is because they're in the flesh. They're Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote is the wiles of the devil. They chose the dark side to try to overtake Roadrunner, which is the Holy Spirit. So the witches, they always try to overtake you. They got all these covens in every city, targeting these men, and they try to get some woman, cult, witch, occult person to try to get in there and depress you and destroy you and take over. And I mean, it's a demon actually speaking through Jezebel. I actually saw a demon. I saw three demons come out of Jezebel recently. I mean, like, really? I can't remember if it was actually seeing it or a dream or a vision or what, but I saw the three demons come out. The three faces come out of the face of that person. I was like, wow, this person is demon possessed. This person does have a demon. I was like, anybody who denies the blood of Jesus has to have a demon. Who else would deny the blood but a demon? Who else would deny the blood of Jesus, which is a primary doctrine straight from the Bible and Scripture and eternity past and eternity future? The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. Anybody who denies that has to have a demon. Think about that. It has to be demonic. It has to be. There's no other choice. And so these witches who come in smiling, I love you, I'm your friend, I got your back, I'm on your team. I've seen them, many of them. They all come in with the same game. And you say, okay, all right, let's just see. If you're drawn to me, maybe you're trying to get saved. Maybe it's real. We'll try the spirits. The Bible tells me to try the spirits, and I try every spirit. I don't care who it is, my mama, my daddy, my children, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my neighbors, my coworkers. I try every spirit that shows up in my world because the Bible tells me to try the spirits, and I do it. Every spirit that shows up in my holographic experience, my movie, the movement of E is move E. When the spirit moves around me, I'm trying all the spirits. And if it don't line up with some deep truth, and if it's contrary to the word and everything that's legit, I drove home for lunch today to unload this table. I used to drive home a lot. I think I might do it more because it kind of breaks the day into, like, you know, I do a 4 hour, do 4 hours of work, come home, get a few little things done, throw some clothes in the washer. And then when I get home, that go another 4 hours, I get home, it's like, oh, this wasn't really that big of a day. break it into parts, you know. So, yeah, I'm revealing all the mysteries.